Good afternoon. This is Michael Marsalek. I have a couple of guests in our Missoula studios today. Darko Budarets is here, the music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony Orchestra, and the piano soloist for this weekend's concert, Martina Filiak, is here as well. Welcome to Montana.
Hi, and thank you.
And Darko, this is the kickoff of yet another season of the symphony.
Yeah, thank you. It's a very exciting time. We're coming off a season where we sold out 8 of 10 shows, so we have now more subscribers than ever before in the history of the orchestra. We have more season ticket sales than ever before. That's really exciting because as a performer, you do feed off the energy of the audience. And I think the audience also feeds off the same energy. So the concerts become more exciting. It's kind of a nice positive upward spiral. So this weekend, we're very lucky to have Martina here with us, presenting a wonderful program with Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto, Sibelius' Second Symphony. Two major, major works, very much heart and sleeve, big romantic pieces.
You've titled this weekend's concert Nordic Lights, obviously the Nordic flavor of the weekend. I understand that you really wanted to build a program around bringing Martina here, right?
Exactly, yeah. When Martina agreed to do the concert, we talked about Tchaikovsky. I thought it would be a fantastic piece for her to showcase her talents. I always like to mix things up. In this case, Sibelius and Tchaikovsky, two composers who lived very close to each other but have very, very different styles, just the same way that Finnish people and Russian people are very different temperamentally. Sibelius happened to be very closely connected to nature, lived, I would say, very much kind of a isolated Montana lifestyle, enjoyed lakes, enjoyed forests, would retreat and find inspiration in nature. Similarly, I think both of us are very much fans of nature, so the music reflects our personalities in some way.
Martina, you're a first prize winner of the Cleveland International Piano Competition and have been a soloist for a number of years, playing all over the world. Lots of concerts, I noticed, and your story in Europe. Talk a little bit about playing the Tchaikovsky.
I'm really, really happy about the fact that Darko had mentioned a very strong connection between Tchaikovsky and nature. I think there is always a better way to understand ourselves and to understand our lives by spending your time in nature, which I'm sure a lot of people in Montana would agree. I have the feeling everybody here is very outdoors. In the same time, by viewing nature in a special way, you can create a stronger connection towards classical music. And by listening to certain composers like Tchaikovsky, who took so much of their inspiration through nature, that can actually bring you closer to nature as well. So it actually works both ways. I personally really do enjoy playing music that contains a little bit of this, I would almost say, raw energy, although Tchaikovsky himself was very sophisticated. Many of the Russian composers draw their energy from a similar source. So I also enjoy greatly the music of Prokofiev and Shostakovich, but I also adore the music of Béla Bartók, who was very inspired by nature as well. The Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto also features a number of folkloric melodies that are in a very, very beautiful way connected into the piece, especially in the third movement. I think it's going to be a very exciting concert. I hope those that are listening to us can make it there tonight.
It sounds like your own connection with the natural world influences or has affected your playing and your career in some way?
Spending a lot of time indoors practicing the piano was the first thing that definitely, you know, influenced my career or the way I play. I enjoy nature a lot because I do find it regenerates me spiritually and psychologically in the moments when I'm stressed and when I'm really tired. That's, you know, spending some time in nature is the best possible off time for me, and I don't get it nearly as much as I would like to.
Darko, this is the kickoff of another wonderful season of the Missoula Symphony. Talk about how important it is for you to introduce new soloists, to put together programs that you think are going to have a real broad appeal and yet introduce new music as well.
We're tremendously lucky in Montana, in Missoula in particular, that we actually don't do too many concerts. We were just talking earlier this morning about the trend in the music world that soloists, conductors, everybody is asked to do more and more and more concerts. But what happens with musicians is we face problems of saturation, and same happens with the audiences. And we're very fortunate when you have 5 programs per year, you can present a lot of variety that is still the best music ever written. Same with soloists. We don't have to rely. We can really pick and choose the soloists that fit our programs. We choose pieces that haven't been played in the last 10 years. That's generally the policy I follow, is I don't repeat anything which has been played in the last decade. So every time an audience member comes to Missoula Symphony Concert, they know they can expect quality music that they haven't heard before and exciting new soloists to meet and to see, like Martina.
We're talking about the Missoula Symphony's opening weekend concerts, which are tomorrow and Sunday. The performances will be Saturday night, tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday at 3 o'clock. Concerts in the Denison Theater on the University of Montana Missoula campus. Piano soloist will be Martina Filiak. Welcome to Missoula. I hope the weekend is wonderful for you. Darko Budaretz is here as well, the music director and conductor of the Missoula Symphony. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.